Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Well, thank you, Brother Dearman, and thank you as well for tuning us in. Welcome back to another study in the book of Exodus. My name is Justin Reed. This is Reading the Word. Happy New Year to you, by the way. We're continuing studying the book of Exodus, the great leaving. Exodus literally means to leave. Oh, how wonderful that is. They are leaving the land of bondage, and they will eventually be going into the land that God has promised them. Now, we are ready for chapter 4 and verse 1 of the book of Exodus. If you'd like to grab your copy of God's Words, you can study along with us. We're in the excuses of Moses. God has just appeared unto Moses being about 80 at this time. I want you to think about this. Moses being about 80. God has been prepping Moses for his most important work that he would not begin until his life was two-thirds over. Can you imagine if you're, say, older than me? I'm not that old. But just imagine, you've retired, you've worked your entire life, you've been a farmer, whatever the case may be, and then time comes, and then that's when you start your most important work. No, most people in their retirement don't want to do a whole lot. I don't blame you. God has been preparing Moses for this point, though. Moses is making excuses. He first says, well, who am I that I should go and tell Pharaoh? God gives him a good rebuttal. Moses then says, well, what then should I say to them? And his answer is short and concise from God. I tell them I am that I am. And they say, who is this God? And now chapter 4 and verse 1 is where we begin our study here today. Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, Lord. They will not hearken unto my voice. For they're going to say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? He said, a rod. Now notice this. Moses keeps trying to make excuses. He starts on himself, and then he tries to make an excuse on God, and then he tries to make an excuse on the people. He says, well, who am I? Who sent me? And now, well, the people won't believe me anyways. So God says, well, I'll make them where they believe. What's in your hand? He said, well, it's a rod. He said, well, throw it on the ground. And he threw it on the ground. And as he did, it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. See, he's a smart man. He doesn't just like to hang out around snakes. And the Lord said, put forth your hand again. Take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand. He caught it again. And lo and behold, it became a rod again. Now, you ever just stop to think about what all God has just done here? That was a piece of wood. Its structure was wood. Everything about it was wood. There was nothing living as a serpent in it. But as he puts it on the ground, God performs a miracle, something outside the natural laws, something outside the reach of man, and he turns that stick into a living, breathing serpent. And I know it was living and breathing because Moses is scared to death of it, more or less. And so we see he flees from it. And then when God says, grab by the tail, God reverses that miracle. And he says, you do this, verse 5, that they may believe that the God of their fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared unto you. Well, if that doesn't do it, then nothing will. He says, but I'm going to give you more than that, Moses. Verse 6, put your hand into your bosom. We would think today, maybe pull on your shirt, because they would have had almost like a robe tied at the waist. Take one of the sides of your robe and open it and stick your hand in. And when he pulled it out, it was leprous as snow. Now, leprosy was a terrible contagious disease where your body is literally rotting off of you. Leprosy was incurable. Leprosy was a death sentence. Oftentimes, people that had limbs that were leprous, they would not be as big or fully formed as their other limbs, simply for the fact it was dying, it wasn't growing. So he puts a normal-sized hand in, pulls out a little shriveled-up hand that the skin is literally dying on it, and he said again, verse 7, put your hand into your bosom again. And he did it again. He plucked it out, and behold, it was turned again as other flesh. He says, if they don't listen to you, verse 8, show them the first sign. And if they don't believe the first sign, turning the rod to a serpent, then, buddy, you show them the second time. And if they don't believe the second one, verse 9, then tell you what you do. You take water out of the river, more likely than not the Nile River. Pour it upon the dry land, and the water which you took out of the river shall become blood on the dry land. So Moses has three, notice he's made three excuses. God's giving him three pieces of proof as go tell the people. And he says, well, the people won't believe me. What if they don't believe me? All right, show them the rod. Throw it down. Pick it back up. He says, they won't believe me. All right, stick your hand in your bosom. Pull it back out. Stick it back in. Pull it back out. They won't believe me. All right, you get water and you pour it on the ground. It'll become his blood. Well, if that's not enough, then Moses says to the Lord, verse 4, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent. Neither heretofore nor since hast thou spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. See, God doesn't use perfect people because there really are no such things as perfect. God loves imperfect people, people with impurities in their life, people with faults, people with differing abilities. God did not appear unto a perfect, polished speaker. He appears to someone who more or less would have had a speech impediment. He probably would have stuttered, maybe like Maltilus, if you remember him. And the Lord said, who made man's mouth? Or who made the deaf, or the dumb, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now go therefore, and I will be with your mouth, and I will teach you what you will say. God knows. God made man. God formed Moses, so to speak. He says, I know you have a problem speaking. And this time, Moses has a rebuttal. Lord, I pray thee, send someone by the hand of whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. That's never good. He says, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know he can speak well. And behold, he just happens to be coming forth to meet thee. When he sees you, he'll be glad in your heart. Now, we don't know if they hadn't seen each other in a while. That may be the implication here. But he says, I want you to use your brother. Use your brother. You will speak. I will speak to you. You speak to him, and he will speak to the people. That is God's plan there in verses 15 and 16. Verse 17, thou shalt take the rod in thy hand, and you shall go do these miracles. We need to pause here very quickly, because Brother Jim Dearman would love to tell you more information about the Wood Church of Christ, where I'm honored to be the pulpit minister. Come back in about 24 seconds. We will be back as we continue reading the Word.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Welcome back once again to Reading the Word with me, Justin Reed. Thank you, Brother Dearman, for the warm invitation. You would be our honored guest at any and all of our services there at the Wood Church of Christ. Please come out and see us. We would love to visit with you. Love to help you grow spiritually. If you would like to catch any of these other lessons, by the way, before we get back into our text, because this is the 63rd one that we've done, and all of them and a lot of the other programming from this fine station are available on my website, absolutely no charge to you, thejustinreedshow.com. That's thejustinreedshow.com, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. Or if you're just on my website, can't remember the whole thing, there's a list of menu on the left. Click on Programs and Reading the Word. Just Google my name, Justin Reed, Reading the Word. Now, we're ready for Exodus chapter 4, beginning in verse 18, because after Moses and Aaron have been reunited and it felt so good, that Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said, let me go, I pray thee, return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they are yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, we'll go in peace. He gets some permission from his father. And the Lord said unto Moses in the land of Midian, go return to Egypt, for all the men that are dead that sought thy life. See, he had to flee because he killed an Egyptian. Now, it was wrong what the Egyptians were doing to the Hebrew. It was also wrong what Moses did. Killing is wrong. So, verse 20, Moses took his wife and his sons, and he set them upon a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that you do all the wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let my people go. You ever thought about that? God says, Moses, I want you to go to Egypt. I've been preparing you now for a chapter and a half to go to Egypt, to go before Pharaoh, to get my people out of there. And God says, oh, by the way, I'm going to harden his heart, and he's not going to let him go. Now, it would be easy to have a rebuttal there and say, Lord, why do you even want me to go? But you see, Moses is trusting in the Lord. Pharaoh's heart needs to be hardened because that means the blows that will come culminating in the 10th final plague. He keeps hardening his heart till he is past the point of rescue, so to speak, and then it all just kind of comes crashing down to him. He says, this will you say to Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, verse 22, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. If you refuse, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. That's kind of talking about that final plague. But notice on the way, we kind of have a little aside here, and there's going to be some discrepancies. It came to pass, by the way, in the end, they had stopped, that the Lord met him. And they sought, the Lord sought to kill Moses. Why? Well, see, Moses, he wasn't circumcised. Zipporah took a sharp stone, cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet, and said, surely a bloody husband thou art to me. And he said, so he let him go. And then she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. See, God's will has to be fulfilled, has to fulfill that covenant there in Genesis 17 and verse 10. Now the Lord said unto Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went, and he went to the mount of God, and he kissed him. Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord which had sent him, and all the signs he'd come in. See, God said he's going to be happy to see you. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron, notice Aaron spake all the words of the Lord. And he did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel. He had looked upon their affliction. They bowed their heads and they worshipped. See, these people, they were glad to see Moses. They're glad to see Aaron. They're glad that their deliverance from these wicked Egyptians are finally past. But they've got a long, difficult, yet short road ahead of them that they're going to have to take. When we're thinking about Moses and meekness, some lessons I want us to ponder before we move on. Because really the next thing we're going to talk about are the 10 plagues. But our first lesson is, friends, when God says to do something, we best be doing it. You know, God truly knows what is best for His people. He always has and He always will. So if God has told us to do something, especially through His complete, written, inspired, holy word, friends, we need to do it. Number two, no excuse is going to work with the Lord. You know, Moses made some pretty convincing excuses. Well, who am I? Why am I doing this? Who shall I say sent me? When they say, or when I say who sent me, they won't believe me and I can't speak well. Yet God had a rebuttal every time. Friends, we should not make excuses with God. And lastly, even if our friends or family oppose us, make fun of us, or in the case of Zipporah and Moses, yell at us and maybe try to say some hurtful things, friends, we always must seek to do God's will. There's a reason that He's God. It's His will. And He knows what He's doing. So we must always seek to do His will. And if you ever wonder, well, I'm not exactly sure what God's will is, I tell you what, you've got it right in front of you if you've been reading along with us, because we've been studying directly from God's Word. Don't make excuses with God. And always do what God has commanded me and what God has commanded you. I do appreciate your time and your attention here this afternoon. I hope it has been a nice reprieve throughout your busy day. I pray that you'll take these lessons that we have studied and apply them to your life. And also, I pray that you will be back next time, Lord willing, when we will continue beginning. Well, we will kind of just summarize the 5th and the 6th chapter, a great events that happened there in the life of Moses. And then we will start talking about the 10 plagues in Egypt. Once again, if you want to get a copy of this or any of the notes that we're talking about, it's on my website, thejustinreedshow.com. The notes are on the Bible Resources page. You can see that from the menu on the left. And you can download the audio from these radio sermons in the Programs menu and then click on Reading the Word. Until then, may the good Lord bless you. May He keep you. Please continue to pray. And thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed. sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury,